What's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co. Happy Kim Co de Mayo.
At first, I was like, is that Waluigi? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I like it. Dude, I like it.
And this is your Coast to Coast Guitar Podcast, talking about all the things about guitars. A lot of pedals and dadding. And
so hard.
When I talked to you yesterday, you were on speakerphone in the car because Kim and I were going to get in and out. Mm-hmm. And, it was great because she finally got to experience how almost every time I ask you how your day went, the story always turns to, it was good until, and then there's a poop story. So,
oh, okay. I was like, what was the poop story?
You were knee deep in poop water, you said.
Oh, yeah. But that was different. That's not like kid poop. That's right. Like me trying to help somebody, and I just should have said no.
But always poop.
Dude, I love poop.
I don't think she believed me before, but now she does.
We talk about poop a lot.
Yeah.
It's great. And then I yell at my kids for talking about poop all the time.
Part of being a parent, I guess, you know?
I am a solid dad. Solid dad. So what's new with you, dude?
I got a lot of new things.
Oh, man, I don't have time for this.
Because I've been gone for 2 weeks-ish, right? Something like that.
You didn't leave. You just weren't on the show. Like, you've been home. You've been at work.
I was not at home. I was at work. Wow. A lot of crazy shifts. I am amped up on a lot of caffeine right now, and I'm, like, trying to drink a beer to, like, level me out for the show. But we'll see how that goes. Last week, I picked up the Stratastrophe, the orange Strat that I mutilated and did a lot of bad things to, that came from Mr. Sean Arbo up there at Gun Street, and it is super fun.
Can we call him Charbo from now on? Is that acceptable? Charbo's pretty good. I like it. Sounds like a guy who's like just got out of prison and is like real tough, but his nickname's like Charbo.
It's a little close to ScarJo too, right?
Oh, not bad.
Yeah,
ScarJo, Gyrosco. Yeah, I don't know. I give up.
Johansson, right?
Yeah, ScarJo.
So yeah, we'll call him Charbo from now on. So
Charbo,
the Charbo Stratastrophe. Yeah, it's fun. I'm digging it, man. It's a blast. I wasn't sure how the pickup was going to sound because, you know, I got it for pretty much free off of Facebook Marketplace, and because this kid found it stuck to the speaker magnet in the back of an amp he bought used.
That's amazing.
But it sounds really cool.
That's because it's like all like microphonic now.
Yeah, could be. Absolutely could be. But yeah, so I got that thing in. It's a sight to behold.
It is uglier than I thought it would turn out. But that's okay.
Okay. I feel like that gives me, that's you saying that you thought I would do a good job. So thank you.
I did think you would do a good job, and then you didn't put a pickguard on it. If I had a pickguard, I'd be 100% on board.
Oh, no way. That's the reason I purposely didn't put a pickguard on it.
Okay. Moving on. What else is new? No, it's fun. I like the color. I think it's red. Now, you got that neck was like refretted, right? Is that the one?
So, yeah, it came to me with no frets.
No frets. Fretless. It's not no frets. You're so negative. It didn't have any frets. No, it was fretless. See, you got to like.
Well, it was slotted for frets, but
there you go.
No,
see, that's better. That's at least a little better.
Yes.
Yes.
And it had like some, let me see how to spin this in a positive Paul way, some interesting red spray paint on the back of the neck. And
you can just say issues. It's okay. It's fine. They know.
So, I cleaned the neck up, sanded it all down. I tried a finished product on it that I thought would work. It's a little sticky, you know, now that I've got it and I'm playing it. The finish is a little sticky, but
yeah,
I'll survive. But then, yeah, had local boys, Justin Jones and Dan, Wooden Dan, they did the fret work on it. I actually don't know which one of them, maybe both of them, but it was with them for a while. They fretted it for me, and
maybe they alternated.
They could have.
Like,
I don't know.
Like each guy did one fret, you know?
Maybe.
That'd be hilarious.
But and then I took it down to, and then I got a wiring harness from Charbo. over at Gun Street. It's got a Forney custom knob on there, a little prototype of an aluminum top hat, which is really cool. And, an annoyingly orange finish. And Sean Hutchison took care of doing the setup for me in the nut.
So, quick question.
Yeah.
Did you do anything to it?
Yeah, I filled the body with Bondo.
Okay, I forgot, and I was like, Sean Hutchison this, and then, you know, I took it to here to do this, and I was like, what did you do?
I filled the body with Bondo.
Then you did it, and that's great.
It was sunburst when I got it, so I filled it with Bondo, and then I spray
painted it. Oh, yeah, right, it was sunburst, yep.
I spray painted it green apple green, and then I spray painted orange over that.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
It does look fun. I do want to play it.
It is. It's a blast. And this is the first time that I've owned something with a reverse headstock.
Which, it's not a reverse headstock. It's literally left-handed.
I mean, what's the difference, right?
I'm just saying.
So that's kind of fun. Trips me out when I go to tune it, but it's cool. I got my EBO back from Hutchison also.
Yeah, and how does that feel? I bet you that feels amazing.
Way, way better. So apparently in the long history of this instrument, at some point somebody was trying to tighten the truss rod down and like decided to get rid of the washers and stuff because they're like, I gotta crank it. And they stripped it. Like not the truss rod itself, but the nut.
But the nut, yeah.
Yeah, so they had to do some surgery and get in there to back the nut off and put a new nut on and get it going.
Some of these guys, I'm pretty good with my hands, and like some of the stuff they do just is mind boggling that they can fix this stuff.
Yeah. And you know, and he told me, he's like, oh, it's not quite exactly to the spec that we want to get things to. He's like, but we got it to where we could.
They're like, that's great. And you're like, ran out smiling.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, if it's not satisfactory, like what's the next step? And he told me about Stumac makes a truss rod recovery or rescue kit. He's like, yeah, it's super simple. It comes with instructions. Like you could even do it yourself. And I was like, mm-mm.
You're like, I cannot do that.
No way.
You're like, have you listened to the Flippin' Flippers at all? Have you? No, you haven't. You should listen to that before telling me things like that.
Yeah. So, but it's way playable now. Like it was.
That's awesome.
It was like borderline, like struggle to play before just because the way the neck was bowing. But now it's like I could play this and be comfortable that it's not going to just do something weird and snap or something on me. So,
yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. So for next week's that pedal thing, I got in a pedal called the Hypatia from Dusky Amplification.
It looks
Dusky
so cool.
Dusky Electronics from El Diablo. So I just haven't had a chance to mess with it yet. But next week, I am going to be talking about this thing. It is, according to Kim,
it's
it looks
sharp
creepy.
Looking.
But I like it. Yeah.
I don't. You know what it looks like? It looks like it looks like posters for like freak shows, but like not like the creepy ones, like just like the fortune teller or yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't look, I think it looks old worldy. It's cool. I think it looks super cool. I don't even know what it does. And I instantly said, I need to touch that.
You may not be able to tell from pictures or not. I don't know, but it looks like, you know, a vignette or shadow around the face of a woman, but the shadow is actually a bunch of hands.
So it is very creep show.
It is. It's a little creep showy. Yeah.
I'm into that, dude. It's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I can't wait to. I don't even know what it does, so don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
Okay. I won't say anything. What's new with you, Paul? What do you got going on?
I thought the show was over. I didn't know. So what's new with me? I drop shipped a pedal from Amazon on Reverb, which you're not supposed to do, but it was $110. And I sold it for $160. So it was like, okay. And like, it just sold, like I literally posted it and it sold like instantly. So I just drop shipped it to the guy. Hasn't shipped yet. It's been like 3 weeks.
Oh.
Guy hasn't said a word. And I mean, it just shipped to, I just got a notification like 20 minutes ago that it finally shipped and it'll be there like tomorrow. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, okay, fine. At least I can be like, oh, here's the, you know, here's the address or whatever. But like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, that sucks. It's all this COVID crap. Because it was direct from Amazon. It was Prime. Like, mm-hmm. it was like one of their, not scratch and dents, but you know how they have like used or whatever, but it was from yeah. Amazon. And so it was like said 2 days and then I paid for it. And then it did not take 2 days.
Man, if it's something that they don't deem, you know, like we need to make sure they get this, then it's taking forever these
it
days.
Is. It's brutal. Yeah. I mean, I ordered hand sand and they sent it to Alaska and they still haven't given me a refund for it.
No, oh,
and I'm like, can I get a refund for this? They're like, we put in a claim. Eh. I'm like, how about I claim a gift card right now instead of that? So
I am looking for other places besides Amazon to get things right now. And
it's unfortunate because I do love Amazon and I've bought a lot of I bought a toy for the kids, came in a day. I bought something else that wasn't nothing. I haven't bought anything. I bought bridges for that Telecaster because I just can't get one that fits right. I bought four bridges so far. None of them have fit right.
Have you sent them all back?
I will. I just keep buying.
Okay.
I'll show you. They're all half bridges, so I'll show you. But
go on.
Sorry. You want a regular one? Anyways,
I have another new thing that I forgot to mention. So
okay, we'll get back to it, I guess. But anyways, so but all of them have come in like a day or 2 days or like whatever. Like well, mm-hmm. but yeah, like I order like something I actually kind of need takes like a month. I'm like, this sucks.
Yep.
So but anyways, so that was interesting. Then I did a little deal with Will LaHue, and I bought that MIJ Fender neck, the Strat one. Mm-hmm. It's for the contemporary Strat series from the 80s.
Right, that one and, with the Floyd nut.
Yes, but the Floyd nut comes right off. It's like it's not even, he didn't even send the Floyd nut. And there's like one little drill hole. It's not anything. But the whole thing is black. Like the back, everything. It's slick looking. Cool. It looks like, yeah, it's cool. So I bought a black body off of GFS, which was one of their Strat body copies, you know, and it had like similar weight or whatever. And it had like a crazy clearance. So it was like $22 for the body. I was like, done. I'm like, if it doesn't fit, I'll put it on the fire. You know what I mean? And fit fine. I got it today, put it in, like set it in the neck pocket, fit perfect. I was like, oh, this is gonna be freaking awesome. So I just need to get like a cool pick guard. I want to get I know normally don't say this, but I'm going to spend $50 probably on a pick guard.
Oh yeah.
I want like the deco boom, like there's like an art deco one they do for Strats that mm-hmm. look, I want black, like all on black, so it's black on black on black with a little bit of white trim. It's gonna look slick. I am pumped. And, so I'm going to put that together. I mean, I have bridges galore here, apparently. So I'll put a bridge on it. I'll make sure I do a Strat one, not a Tele. but yeah, no, I'm excited. And then, what else did I get? Oh, and then today came in the mail. Man, it was a good day today. I bought on Reverb, I think it was 100. I'd have to look. I think it was 100 plus shipping. It's the Rift Child by God City Instruments, you know, okay. GCI, but yeah. it's like a demo model. Mm. So it's like, it's like prototype, I guess, prototype model. So, it's one of the ones where I think they were trying to figure out like, okay, does the card fit? Does this work? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's because it has like a printed PCB and everything, but it definitely is like, no, the box just has like label, like, you know, like, what is it? Was that stamp, like the tape, label tape or whatever, you know, where you stamp out the letters. You're like, it has that on it, which it's cool. So I was excited to get that. I have not played it yet, but it's like a little piece of history for me, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely
excited. It looks cool. So if it sucks, then I'll probably just put it back up. But, you know.
It won't.
I know. It'll be freaking awesome. I want, he has a couple other ones that I really, really want. But, yeah, so. I think that was it for me. I know you have other pressing news.
Well, I forgot to mention all the work I've been doing on my dang Tele build.
I know. That thing looking good. It's looking good.
That I decided to call the bubblegum caster.
Yes, I like that.
Olympic white with a bubblegum pink anodized aluminum pick guard. And, you know, I had a little bit of trouble with the spraying it at first, I just, you know, sanded it and sprayed it, and the body just soaked up all the paint on the edges and around the sides, which was not good. So I sanded some stuff back down, and per the advice of Jonathan Fellows, I sprayed it with shellac, just a clear shellac first, like 2-3 coats, and that kind of and that sealed it up. I gave it 2 coats of white after that, just nice and light. You can still kind of see the grain through it a little bit. There's a couple little runs because I'm not a good painter, but then I, you know, put my clear lacquer over that, and it looks so good. So good. And for my anniversary, Kim got me a wiring harness from Charbo up at Gun Street.
Oh, Charbo. That dude rules.
So just a standard tele wiring harness.
Nice.
3-way switch, volume and tone. It's like I'm just like trying to make the Telecaster of a Telecaster of a Telecaster.
Okay.
That's the plan.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means, but you're saying a copy of a copy of a copy? I don't know.
It's just a Telecaster. Nothing crazy. It's a Telecaster.
Yeah, that's. I mean, so mine, which this is also new for me. So I have, basically, I think right now I have all the parts. I think I'm like right there. I think I need tuners is the only thing I need, but I'm like right there. But the only thing I need to do is, now that I got a bridge yesterday that actually fits, and the problem I had is I didn't want to drill holes. I mean, I could. I just didn't want to go through it and drill holes for the strings. I didn't want to do string through. I just wanted top loading and be done with it because the wood's cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I like the looks of it.
You're working on the walnut body first, right?
Yes, walnut body first. I'm doing a Tele Deluxe, like a 72 Tele Deluxe style. And so I got a neck for it that's actually a 72. I think it's for a thin line or something, but it just says Tele Deluxe. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then, I have the pickups. I have the pick guard. And now that I have the bridge, I'm like good to go. So I need to route out the body to fit like the parts and then stain the thing and get going, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Now that I have like what I need, you know, I can get going. I just need time. Like, getting time to record this was a nightmare.
Yes.
Let alone like route a body, you know. This COVID-19 blows. I have worked harder than I've ever worked in my life. I'm working like, you know, 10-hour days, come home, be with the kids, put them to bed, then go right to like packing the crap up on eBay that I have, because I haven't even had time to list, but I still have like almost 400 items like listed. Yeah. So like they're selling, things are still selling, and I'm like, I hate to get like mad to be like, I have to ship this out, but I'm like, okay, well, I'm also making money, you know. But so it's like but yeah, so things are, it's nice to be working and making money, but it is like also annoying to be making money.
Yeah, I mean, my schedule has been
you've got it gross too. Yep.
So yeah, it's been a challenge to make this happen, but we're doing it. And yep.
The show only comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tonight, right? Tonight. Comes out tonight. Monday. It comes out tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it'll be in the
it'll podcast. Technically be tomorrow.
It'll be in the People's Podcast Catchers. Usually I set it to launch at like 4:30 in the morning Eastern time. So
All right.
That's just usually my go-to time. I don't know why.
Well, I like it. So I would say, do you have a How You Dad That? Because I don't, but I feel like my whole life is a How You Dad That.
Well, I do actually have a How You Dad That.
Okay, because my other idea was, what have you been doing like with your kids in this like quarantine time? Because this is like, we didn't have an argument, my wife and I, but we basically had like a strong agreeance. I don't know how to like... It wasn't a fight. It wasn't an argument. We were on the same page, but we're like, we have to figure this out, or they're going to murder us, or we're going to murder them. I don't know which. There's something is going to happen. Like, it's going to be Lord of the Flies, and I don't want to be Piggy. That's what I'm saying, you know? And so, like, we basically said, okay, my aunt has a huge field that they can play in. She doesn't go anywhere. She hasn't seen anyone. She's working from home. She's getting her groceries delivered by Instacart. She's not seeing anybody.
Yeah.
I go, our brother-in-law, he's not seeing anybody. His kids aren't going anywhere. They don't play with anybody. And then my in-laws, they just have like another, you know, like open field, and they're not seeing anybody, but also like they're just kind of keeping their distance because like there's a 94 or 96 year old woman living in the house, and they're like, oh, we don't want to get anybody sick, you know?
Yeah.
So, but like that gives us like options. And we just said, basically, if we stay in this, like, you know, if we each have like our own circle and then like our circles like converge for moments, like, we'll survive. You know what I mean? Because, like, yep. There's just not enough. Like, we just can't do this no, like, doing anything. Like, it's just too much. So we've kind of thrown caution to the wind a little bit and just said, okay, we'll beat this group and this group and this group, and that's it. So we are trying to survive. But it's going much better after we decided to do that because the kids are, like, tired. Like, they went to bed at 8 today. Like, 8:30, my son was finally unconscious, which is... sucks because it takes a while for him to fall asleep, you know. But you know, we started at 8 and he was out at 8:15, 8:30, you know. And I was like, oh, this is awesome, you know, instead of like, oh, we started at 8 and it went till 10. So what are you doing as far as that kind of stuff? Are you guys still like seeing people or doing things?
No, not really.
That's good. All right, I mean, end of story.
This last weekend, my mom took the kids over the weekend. They stayed at her house because it's our anniversary. So, and it's not like she could watch the kids for us just for an evening and we could go out to dinner and a movie or something, because those things don't exist right now. So she took them to her place for the night. So we ordered Mexican food through Uber Eats. So we got burritos and tacos and nachos. And then like an hour and a half later, we ordered pizza from our favorite pizza place. And we watched, what did we watch? We watched You Kill Me with Tia Leone. And we watched Wagons East with John Candy.
Ooh, Wagons East. I remember liking that movie when it came out.
Yeah.
That also has Richard Lewis, right?
Yep.
Is he the, yep, there you go. I can't believe I remembered his name.
The guy that played Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know his name, but he's like in everything.
Yeah. So... yeah, that. So I mean, kind of that. I mean, I don't know. I'm at work all the time. I don't know what my kids do while I'm gone. They just drive Kim crazy. So.
Yeah, that's the problem, and that's why we're like trying to come up with anything. So, but just like being active, and it's like the weather finally. You don't know this, but the weather here has finally gotten nice. So it's like, okay, we have to like act now before it goes away.
Dude, we had like crap ton of rain all of a sudden, just rain, like bad rain, to where I didn't work for a week.
I like that. I like that idea. You just standing in your doorway going, bad rain, bad.
and then immediately the next week, it's like high 80s with no cloud cover, and it's just hot and gross. And it's like, oh, well, summer's here now.
Yep.
And, you know, don't want to go outside in the midday because it sucks to be outside. I mean, that's generally my philosophy about being outside anyway, but especially now.
Yeah, it's funny that you, like, don't like outside. Mm-mm. And yet you live in sunny California.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You might as well move here and just not like outside, because there's a reason to not like outside.
But I also don't like being cold all the time. Like,
but you're inside. You wouldn't be. You would have to do a different job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to do a different job, but...
Yep,
that's fun. So let's hear how you did that then.
So my kids have some really strange eating like preferences. And I don't know. I feel like it's probably our fault for catering to them a little too much when they're younger. But so like my girl, she likes noodles, and you know, she'll eat tacos sometimes, maybe, but mostly she's a noodle girl. And then my oldest boy, he will not eat any carb stuff except for bread. He just likes bread, and he doesn't generally want it toasted. He just wants bread. So he won't eat noodles, he won't eat rice, he'll eat french fries, but any other form of potato, he's pretty much out. And then my youngest, he's actually, he'll eat anything. He's an eater. He will eat anything. But none of them liked rice. And I think they still, none of them like rice. But last week I had an idea. I need to get them to eat rice. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to add blue food coloring to the rice while I'm cooking it. I was like, oh, this will spice it up. It'll be interesting. And
no, it won't spice it up. It literally won't taste like anything.
Well, okay, okay.
I know what you mean, but
visually,
yeah.
It'll spice
you're
it
just
up.
Just like emerald, like in your kitchen, like bam. And it's like, no, they didn't do it. It made it green or blue, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah. So I made it fun. You know, I served all the kids rice. I'm like, I don't know what happened. I cooked it, and it turned blue, and they weren't buying
it. And they tried it?
They tried it? They all tried it. Wow. Now, only my youngest boy, Ace, actually liked it. Like, he was stoked it was blue. Like, he was.
Yeah, he's going to be asking for it.
So excited to eat blue rice. Like, he thought it was this super special thing. The older two were not interested still, so.
I mean, well, that's fair. But
my girl in the middle, she ate it, but because she generally likes carb stuff like noodles and sometimes rice and all that. But no, man, not my oldest. Every bite he took, he gagged like he was gonna throw up. It's so funny, right? I don't know if your kids do that, but if it's something he doesn't like, he goes to take a bite and then he just does a thing.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to laugh so bad, but I completely understand because that's exactly how I feel about pickles. I hate pickles. They're
even like, yeah, I'm weird about pickles. Pickles are, if it's in a jar or, you know, like comes on a side, like with like a sandwich, like mm-hmm. I'm 100% on board. If it is on food, it goes in the garbage.
Interesting.
Because it's like hot pickles are gross, but I don't like pickles on a sub or anything. I'm just still not into it. I want them separate, and I want to enjoy my pickle by itself. I don't like it mixing its flavors and juices onto other things. It's just not for me.
I don't like them at all.
That's fine. You don't like them in a car. You like them in a bar. I get it. It's
fine.
The
last time I intentionally ate a pickle was... So I don't.
Soundbite, by the way.
had to have been like 15 years ago when everybody was buying those magic berries online. You know,
yeah,
the ones that change the flavor of everything you eat. And so, like a bunch of us, you know, nerdy Christian college group kids, like that's the most exciting thing we could come up with was to eat these berries that we bought on the internet. And so we ate them, and then we tasted all these things you're supposed to taste, you know, like hot, super hot sauce tastes sweet, and pickles taste, I don't remember, they taste sweet. I think it just makes everything taste sweet. And I remember eating a pickle, and I did that exact same thing, that, like, dry heave gag. Like, I just
made it worse, yeah.
I'm like, nope, pickles are bad.
That's fair. That's fair. I like pickles. They're fine. Like, I just like them a certain way, you know? Now, there's a lot of flaws in that story, and I want to go over them. Okay. One of them you said was about 15.
No, I said it was about 15 years
old. Oh, darn it. Then that adds up. All right, then nothing. I thought you said you were 15, and then you said, you know, nerdy Christian college kids. And I was like, you're in college at 15? All right, Doogie.
I am not that smart.
Well, yeah. You don't have to be that smart. You just have to get your GED.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so that's fair.
You got any other holes in my story you want to?
Nope, that was it. You solved them all, sir.
That's what I thought.
My kids are, they're okay eaters. We put out what we put out, and we have made, this is like my wife and I, we're holding strong, mm-hmm. you know, and like we put out what we put out, and I want you to try it. Now, if they try it and they don't like it, okay, you tried it. Okay, eat your corn, eat your rice. You didn't like the chicken we made or whatever it was. Fine. You can have a bowl of cereal later. Okay, fine. Totally. But if they won't try it, it'll just sit there. I'm like, yep, and go back to the table and eat it. Yeah. You know what I mean? At least try it, you know? And they will. Jada was our toughest customer. She just would not eat. She would not eat stuff. And now she literally is our best trier because I made steak one day and she wouldn't try it. And I said, if you don't try it, you can't leave the table until you try it. And she tried it, and she was like, this, and she goes, because she's like the Cookie Monster, like that's her voice. She's like, this is awesome. Like, literally, that's like her voice. She's so ridiculous. Yeah, so it was, so she's the best trier in general. So, and it's because we basically broke her of that, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's things like they know they don't like it. We kind of serve, I don't want to say we always serve the same things, but we have like a rotation of meals that we do. Yep. And so, like, you know, they like taco night, they like steak night, they like, you know, like whatever it is, they like most of those nights. We don't make a lot of things for us, we make it just for the family, you know. Where, like, I know some people are like trying to prepare five individual meals. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing it. It's you want to do that? Exhausting. That's fine. I don't have time.
Well, so, I mean, that's what we're trying to get away from. And it's not right. Like we're making like five, you know.
No, but you're meals, like, you're,
but it's like, yeah. we're making macaroni and cheese for the girl. We're making corn dogs for
right.
this boy. And we're making steak and bread for this one. It's like, yep. Come on.
Yeah, so it's like, it's fine if it's like leftover night, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then like you just pick out whichever thing you like. But when you're actually making the meal, it just doesn't work for me. So I don't have time for that. But
and I usually end up just eating a mix of everything that they have. So, you know, my diet over here is like corn dogs and chicken nuggets. And
which,
you know,
is perfect for you. Yeah, that's great. Cheese. Well, we're going to be looking for a new host probably in a couple of weeks. I imagine you're going to have a massive heart attack.
Oh, man. Actually, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. So,
ooh, good luck. Wear your mask.
Over the phone. It's an over the phone doctor's appointment.
Oh, that's so weird. I had one of those. I had one for the dentist, and they're mm-hmm. like did my consultation over the phone, and I'm like, this is super. I'm like, are you going to bill me for it? Is what I told the lady. And she was like, I don't know. I don't know how. I'm like, is there a copay? She's like, I don't know. Like, it was hilarious.
Yeah. But, for us, the phone call appointments are free, so.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I our mine for the dentist was free as well, but it was funny to like give her a hard time because she was like unsure of everything at this point because it was very early on. Well, the other thing, you know, about food is that like we don't really, and I thought about this, and we don't really do the like the things like, you know, like, oh, you know, people, a lot of people like posted, I think, in our page, like, oh, you know, dino nugget zombies and like, you know, like all these things. I'm like, we don't really do that. And I'm like, maybe we should do more like every once in a while kid friendly meals that are like, you know, stuff fun. Like that, you know, fun stuff. We're not fun parents. I'm sorry. We're not fun. but yeah, no, They do fine, though. They actually try everything. I lied and I told my kids because we wanted goulash. We were just kind of craving for it. We hadn't had it in a long time. And we were like, it's pasta and it's like spaghetti. And like, they like all that stuff. And I told my kids, I said, I'm going to make my grandma's special recipe. My grandma, she made goulash, but I don't know what that, I got this off Pinterest. So like, yeah. I told them, you have to try it. You can't. Like, just say no, because then your great grandma is going to be very offended. You know, she'll be very offended. You need to make sure you try. And they said, they all agreed, and they sat, I put it on the table, and they all looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, guys, it's just noodles and sauce, just like you like on spaghetti. Just try it. And then we went over again, my great grandmother's secret recipe, blah, 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 blah. They tried it. Goulash is our number one chosen thing. If we're like, hey guys, what do you want to have for dinner? They're all like, goulash. Which is crazy, but I lied to him because I mean, obviously, my grandmother's been dead for freaking 30 years. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, she definitely didn't leave me recipes.
Well, I mean, with my oldest, the way I get him to try new things is I figure out a way to convince him that it's some form of steak.
Yeah, we say that a lot. We say chicken a lot because, you know, like if it's pork, we say chicken. If it's steak, we'll say chicken. You know, we'll say, oh, eat your pork or eat your steak. And then if it's like, say, like a roast that's like a pork roast, we'll be like, oh, eat your steak, you know, that kind of stuff. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And it works.
And they're like, oh, this steak is really good. I'm like, great. We'll make steak tomorrow. Like,
and for some reason, like, you know, they won't eat, like, when we can't do taco night. Because they won't eat tacos, like crunchy shell,
really?
Ground beef. Like, they don't want to eat tacos. Ace will.
Interesting.
I mean, he'll eat anything. He's a little food monster.
Yeah, but the other two,
The older two, they won't. But we get the ones that are the tortilla flats that they sell at the grocery store. So they're still the same hard shell corn
tortilla.
Oh,
sure. Yeah, yeah. And it's like to make like a... Yes.
and we say, oh, we're having hamburger boats. And we put the same meat in it, all the same things that would be in a taco, and it's a hamburger boat, and they love it. So,
dude, it's awesome. It's all about spinning. Parenting is all about how you can spin it, you know. Yep. And that's so funny, dude. You next time I go to your house, you better offer me hamburger boats, or I'm gonna be straight pissed off. So, funny thing about a couple weeks ago. So we've been trying to we minimize the amount of screens. We're trying to do our best to make sure they're doing stuff. And so we let them pick a movie, you know, midday or something, and then get maybe one or a show in the evening or something. So we're trying to limit it. And so they picked A Christmas Story. Now, if you're not familiar, okay. The first line in the movie is the two kids walk up and meet as they're walking to school, and then Ralphie says something, and then his friend says, "Watch it, you smart ass," you know? And yes, they never really picked up on that during the Christmas season when we watched this movie, but Eliza picked up on it. And so we had to sit down and say, "Hey, you can't say that," and tell her why she can't say it, and blah, blah, blah. And why would it be in the movie? Well, it's just because they were being bad, just like sometimes you're bad, you know, explain all this stuff. So, you know, a couple weeks goes by and she hasn't said it. And then all of a sudden, I heard her saying it, and she goes, "I know, I said it," because she was playing with her toys and she just acted it out. I go, "I know you're playing with your toys, so I'm gonna let it slide, but you can't really say that." And she goes, "I know, Mom told me this morning." I said, "Mom told you this morning that you couldn't say it?" She goes, "Yeah." And I go, "Eliza, you know?" And so we're at dinner, and Melissa wasn't feeling well, so she was laying down, and I just served the kids dinner, and we're sitting at the dinner table, and Eliza's saying just stupid stuff. And I said, "You got to calm down. You're saying crazy stuff." And then she goes, so I said, "If you don't knock it off, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap, just like Ralphie." And she's like, and I said, "I'll do it." I said, "I had it done when I was a kid, and I'll do it to you." And so she was mortified, right? And then Eliza goes, "Okay, I won't say it. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. I'll stop talking, whatever." So she goes, "Jada, I got to tell you a secret." She walks over. She goes over to Jada, and she whispers in her ear, and I can't hear what she says because she's at the other end of the table. And Jada's jaw drops. And keep in mind, she's the Cookie Monster. When I say she's the Cookie Monster, she sounds like the Cookie Monster. She goes, "Oh, I can't believe you said that." And I go, "What'd she say?" She goes, "I could not say that word." And I go, "What word?" And she goes, "That I can't say it, Dad." And I go, "Jada, you won't get in trouble. Just tell me the word." She goes, "I can't say it." And I go, "Jada, you can say the word. You're not going to get in trouble, but I need to know so I can either disappoint Eliza or just tell her to knock it off." And she goes, a deep breath and a hold. And she goes, she said, "Shmitty shmorty." And I go, "What?"
"What?"
And she goes, "Dad, she said shmitty shmorty. I'm sorry." And I go, "Why are you, what did she say?" She goes, "Shmitty shmorty, in the movie." And I go, "Are you talking about A Christmas Story when the boy swears?" And she goes, "Yeah, she said that word." And I'm dying, dude, shmitty shmorty. And I go, "Eliza, go to your room." And then as soon as she went upstairs, I put my head on the table and I could not stop laughing. And then Jada gets upset because I'm laughing at her. But she's literally saying shmitty shmorty instead of smartass.
I thought she was trying to say Christmas Story.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
She was trying to tell you it was from this word from Christmas.
Oh, you know what? It never dawned on me, but that makes so much sense now. Oh, so she never said the word. That's funny. That is really funny. That never dawned on me. She probably was, but still. I thought she was trying to swear, and she thought she was so guilty for swearing. Yeah. And here she's saying A Christmas Story. That's funny, dude. That's even funnier. So anyways, Eliza went upstairs to her room or whatever. So a couple minutes goes by, and then Jada goes, "You're not going to wash my mouth out with soap, are you?" And I said, "No, I told you you're fine." And she goes, "The other day I was washing my face and I got soap in my mouth and it was disgusting." And I'm just like, "What?" Oh, they're a trip, man. Kids are a trip. They're wild.
They're fun.
But oh, dude, man, you solved the mystery. I should talk to you more often.
Yeah.
You're busy, dude. You don't call me on the way home. You could call me, but you don't.
Well, yeah, it's true. You got me hooked on that stupid podcast. Right. I'm still working.
I know it's good. It's good. I started listening to the Howard Unruh one. Oof, brutal. It's good.
Yeah.
So What was I going to say? I don't remember.
Oh, I got...
There was something new I had to talk about, but...
Yeah, one of the guys at work loaned me his amp to play with.
What is that?
It's a Quilter 8. So it's an earlier Quilter model that he's been gigging with for however long. It's signed on the top by Pat Quilter. It's pretty fun little amp, man. I've been having a ball with it.
Yeah, I mean, I've only played them at like NAMM, which is hard to tell. But like, you know, they were like, oh, no, you know what? I played it at the Brooklyn Stompbox, too, and that was also very tough to hear.
Right.
But there was moments there when, like, somebody isn't, like, wailing on guitar that you can hear stuff, you know, so that I did get a glimpse of the sound of it. So kind of fun, for sure.
It's got, like, a ton of freaking knobs. I'm trying to count while I'm looking at it, and it's so many that I can't count.
2 billion. It's 2 billion knobs. I mean, you can't count to 20, so it's tough.
It's hard, but it's a fun little amp, man. It's I imagine it's called the Quilter 8 because it's an 8-inch speaker, I would guess, because it's fairly small format.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's got a good sound. It takes fuzz pedals well, which is good. The guy at work, he plays mostly surf stuff locally, so that, you know. He's like, yeah. He's like, it does the surf thing fine, but you know, you tell me how it does with whatever it is you do. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe I'll do just like a quick little A/B video between it and the Benson. I don't know. It's kind of like they're way different things.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. It's not a comparison by any means.
I should throw it up next to the Fender Supersonic. That's probably a little closer.
Maybe.
Because a lot of the models in it are, like, because it actually has, like, different amp models, I guess, sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That are, and most of them are, vintage
Fender
style stuff.
So that's cool.
That's what I'll do. Good. I'll throw it against that.
That's good. The other thing I need to do is get working on my projects, dude. I need time to get my projects. I have so many projects. Like, one of them is to cut a pick guard for that Gibson because they don't make the pick guard for, you know, for the whatever, the Gibson Pro, like SG Pro. Like, they don't make that pick guard. So I'm like, ugh, I can do it. I know I can do it, and I'll do it good. It's just, now I have to make a template. Now I have to do, you know what I mean? I just don't. Yeah. I don't have time. Well, I don't have time.
You
got to
make a pick guard for that. You got to make a pick guard for the Wurlitzer.
Yep. Oh yeah. I know. I'm pick guard. Very pick guard heavy right now.
Yeah.
So I need to get working, but yeah, it's okay. You know, I'll get there.
Yeah. Definitely.
But it's the projects that I just cannot get to, and you know, like for example, like I have a bunch of stuff I need to sell, but I just don't have time to even list it. Like I have. I don't think I talked to you about this. But I picked up a Hondo, like a vintage Hondo
you told me about this.
On Facebook, and it was $5. Dude had it up for $5.
Or yeah, maybe you were talking about it on last week's episode.
I don't know if I don't know if I said it on the podcast. If I did, sorry. But it came with a Super Distortion from, who makes that? That's Seymour Duncan.
Is it DiMarzio?
What's that?
DiMarzio?
Yeah, DiMarzio. Yes, DiMarzio. I'm like, it's the other one. And it came with that, which was obviously like a hack job, whoever put it in as far as like cutting the pick guard and stuff. So I knew right away that probably wasn't original. But as soon as I picked up the guitar and handed him the $5 bill, you know, a beam of light like reflected onto the guitar and it said Floyd Rose. And then like it sparkled at me and I went, oh, that's worth money. So I was like, even if I get $60 for that, like who cares, you know? I have it listed for like 200 or something stupid. And I have a bunch of watchers, but no biters, you know? Mm-hmm. But so that was cool. And then now I just need to like list the Hondo, but I haven't just had time, you know? And so it's like, ugh. Like I have just stacks of guitars just sitting in my office to sell. I am ridiculous.
Jeez.
So, but it's all right. It happens. Speaking of being flush with cash, did you watch the new Parks and Rec?
I did.
It was fun.
I thought that it was creative. How they?
It's really hard to make it happen, and there was some stuff that's like, they're like, oh, he's upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, if you like, that was a little like, okay, that's a little too on the nose.
But Andy locking himself in the tool shed, that was
perfect. That was pure genius, because that just fit, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? And you could tell everybody just like threw on stuff they have at their house, you know. And then like April just like wearing like a bunch of random clothes. Like, what are you wearing? They're like, oh, we decided to put all our clothes in garbage bags. It was like hilarious. I was like, that's very them, you know. So it was decently good. People were going nuts about it online. Well, so my wife says. I don't know. I don't go online. But she said they were going nuts, and I felt it was fun. You know, I didn't think it was like, you have to watch it. But it was fun.
That is what you told me, though.
Well, I said you have to watch it.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean you have to watch it. It's a different. I didn't say. That was via text.
Yes, that's true. I did not get the inflection.
Yeah, so... It's good. It's fun. Watch it.
Good.
If you like Parks and Rec. My favorite was Tommy. Tommy was killing it.
Yeah. A bug flew into my eye when they were singing, 5,000 Candles in the Wind.
It happens. You looked like you were crying, but you weren't crying.
I got something in my eye.
Yep. It's fine. The other thing too is, I watch Good Girls. I don't know if you watch Good Girls, but you should. Yep. It's freaking fantastical. And, Donna is in it.
Donna Meagher.
I hadn't seen Parks and Rec in a while. And I was like, oh, she's in Good Girls. I knew that, you know, like I couldn't like place it. And like this whole time I'm like on season three, I was like, I know her from something. What do I know her from? But her character is so different that it just like threw me off, you know?
Yeah.
But yep. So, but watch Parks and Rec, watch Good Girls. It's good stuff. I mean, we're all trying to finish Netflix, so let's be honest. It's fine. I'm almost done.
I'm not really, I've been watching Rick and Morty again and Kim and I have been watching Schitt's Creek.
Oh, which is good. I like that show a lot. My wife is all caught up, so I only watch it when she watches it because it's fine. It's good, but you know the episodes are like a little bit long for me to sit. You know, not that like I can't sit and do that. I just have too much going on. So we usually watch one episode a night of something, and then you know I go and finish eBay or do whatever. So I don't have a lot of extra time. So like she puts on that show, and I'm like, okay, I can't finish another one by myself. You know?
Yeah.
Most of the stuff I watch is like, I'll watch like maybe one show by myself. Like, I don't recommend it because it is brutal, but Dave is freaking hilarious on Hulu. So, it's interesting to say the least, but those are 22 minutes. So it's like, oh, I don't have anything invested in this, you know, I'm in and out. So, and then I feel guilty afterwards, but you know, it was only 22 minutes of guilt. So I'm good.
For some reason, recently I've been having a desire to watch that 70s show again.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
Laugh track. That's why. The problem is the laugh track. Laugh tracks are tough.
Yeah.
Like I started watching like Seinfeld about halfway through, not halfway through, but like halfway through like the second season or something. I'm like, I'm just going to skip until I see an episode I like, you know, because like the laugh tracks are just, they're a little brutal. They're so outdated. Like when I see it on like modern television, you know,
like Fuller House, which Kim just told me she tried to watch again, and she's like, I can't stand the laugh track.
It's so bad. It's so. The laugh track on that one specifically, it sounds like they just dubbed the laugh track from
Full House.
From Full House, yeah.
Probably.
Did you know, laugh tracks are like the official like laugh track like audience was recorded in like the 60s.
Really?
Yeah. Like most of the people that recorded it are dead.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
These jokes are so good, though, that it still makes them laugh.
They just can't still, dude, they're still killing it. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks to El Diablo Amps. He's definitely hooked us up. Check out next week. Co's got a little treat for you guys. And then, our patronizers, you guys are literally the best. And Sharbo, dude rules.
Yeah. Yep. He's cool. I like him.
He is cool. I do like him. He's not sponsoring the show, but I'm still going to talk about how much I love him. So, yeah. Sharbo, if you're listening, you're the best. He also was my favorite person at SeaWorld.
At SeaWorld?
It was Shamu and Sharbo. So, thanks for listening.
One more thing. Sorry.
Go.
Tone Jerks.
I'm not in a rush.
New video Brian Gower just put out. I think today.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the Ranchita, made by Justin Modender Jones. Brian did a demo of it. He's doing his pop punk thing. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. It looks so cool.
COVID relief. So
it looks so freaking rad. Like he's holding it up, like in the video, and I'm like, yeah, that thing is cool. It's really cool.
So, yep, those guys are fun.
Yeah,
that's it.
So yeah, go listen to them. Go listen to Tone Jerks. They're better than us, anyways.
They're fun guys. I like them. Yeah, I recorded with Brian one evening last week. So,
ooh, is that coming up, or is that like a secret sauce thing?
I think he's gonna put out part of it as a regular feed on his show, and then part of it is going to be for us to do whatever we want with. So,
oh, it's his show. Did he get rid of Kyle?
Well, Kyle is the guest.
That's true. So. That you're right. Kyle is always the guest. You're right. Yep. You're right. You're right. So. When you're right, you're right.
Right.
You're always right.
Always right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
Catch you on the flip side.